Welcome back to another spooky episode of Paranormal Stories and Spooky Shiz. I'm your host, Chappie, and let's get into it. All right, welcome back. Today we're going to get into ghostly pets and apparitions and all the lore that surrounds that. And then we're going to jump over into, do dogs really go to heaven? All right, let's get into it. The first story comes from blackthornandstone.com. It's called Spectral Animals, Ghost Pets to Hellhounds by Romney Reagan. If the study of ghost belief lacks academic respectability, the study of belief in non-human ghosts is still more beyond the pale. There are countless historical newspaper reports of ghosts of pets or animals. In fact, a quick look through the archives showed me there is way too much source material on this subject to delve into for a quick blog post. As we see, just a glance at the search results below, the vast majority of these sightings occurred in the latter part of the 19th century, with only 8 reports as of 1750 to 1799, and all the way up to 18,661 by 1850 to 1899. This sharp uptick in ghostly pet encounters coincides with the surge in interest in spiritualism during this time. It could be a case of correlation, not causation, but it's worth taking note. Perhaps it was this fashion for spiritualism that led to people spying ghosts everywhere, or simply that admitting to having encounters with spirits had become more socially acceptable and almost mainstream, which led to more people coming forward to report what they had been experiencing for some time. Whatever the reason, from 1950 to 1999, newspapers covered the stories of over 18,000 ghostly animals scampering across the UK. Spectral Animals. Paranormal researcher Joshua Warren finds that there are two main categories of spectral animals, ghost animals and ghostly animals. Ghost animals further break down into entity ghosts and imprint ghosts, while the ghostly animals break down into elemental ghosts and harbinger ghosts. All right, the entity ghost animal is an interactive, unpredictable, self-aware apparition of an animal. An example would be a beloved pet that comes back to after death to nudge you on the leg or interact in some way. An imprint ghost animal could be that of a ghostly horse pulling a stagecoach along a set path. The inanimate coach and horses appear as visions, like a movie being replayed on loop. The elemental ghostly animal is one that may have never occupied a physical body. An example of these would be hellhounds and Barghests of the UK. They are perceived as demonic, ominous creatures from some netherworld. Hellhounds are frequently described as having red, glowing eyes and are much larger than that of living dogs. Harbinger ghostly animals are physical animals in our real world, but they carry with them spiritual energy. According to folklorist Theo Brown, harbinger animals are thought to be especially sympathetic to the fate of kings. In the 18th century, lions were kept at the Tower of London, the principal male being named after the reigning monarch. When George II first became ill, it was fully anticipated that he would die, as his namesake at the tower, about the same age, died at that very moment. Among one of these many special abilities attributed to living animals is the ability to see ghosts. However, many special abilities that people have seen in their pets might be due to the unique communication that develops between animals and their humans. As Brown noted, the familiars often listed in the accusations of witchcraft were no doubt ordinary pets that achieved a special rapport with their solitary owners. It has, of course, always been assumed in witchcraft that the wilder hagiologies that if you are holy enough or wicked enough, you can control animals of any species. It does seem that saints have an attraction, but also have sinners, though a different kind. An example of this is the murderous Patrick Mahone, a sordid memory, hanged in 1924, had an uncanny power over wild birds, strange dogs and cats. Lice, fleas, and flies can be commanded to infest by witches or removed by saints. While some ghosts of pets and other animals frighten people, for the most part, animal ghosts are friendly. A look through the description of these ghost mirrors, how we view the animals in our own lives. Sometimes animals can be scary, but mostly our associations are fond feelings of love and memories of loyalty. Of the historical animal ghosts I've surveyed, the ghosts of dogs are the most common. And of ghost dogs, the most common is the Mastiff. This might be because the Mastiff was a popular guard dog for country estates in the 19th century, so it would be the most common dog one might think of to be seen on country roads where ghost dogs are most often sighted. While Mastiffs appear to be the most common 19th century ghost dog, no piece about ghost animals could overlook the black dog. There are entire books written about nothing else, so I can hardly do the subject justice here. But the black dog is not usually a Mastiff, but rather a shaggy dog, more akin to the Newfoundland or Wolfhound. Ghost dogs appear all over the world. The interpretation of them, of course, depends on the religious view of each community. In Britain, the black dog falls into roughly two categories, the hellhound, or barguest, and the black dog, a regular-looking guardian dog. The barguest appears in various shapes, but generally that of a dog. It is dangerous and ominous to meet it, especially head-on. Sometimes it lacks a head, sometimes it has only one eye in the middle of its forehead. The barguest occurs in the wide areas of East Anglia and the north of England, from Cumberland down to Yorkshire Dales, as far south as the Peak District. Whereas the barguest dog is invariably horrific in some way, the black dog is either neutral or friendly, or even protective. While both of these apparitions fall under black dog legends, they are very different in character. This can become a problem when those who do not terribly concern themselves with folkloric accuracy get a hold of a local story. Who would settle for a black dog when you could have a hound of hell? Enter the joyous realm of the tabloid journalist's interpretation of black dog lore. In 2014, the tabloid had a field day with an archaeological dig of a rather large Newfoundland medieval pet dog discovered buried by the old kitchens. Initially reported in the local press, the story was of sufficient interest to be picked up by the Daily Mail, a national tabloid newspaper, and from there, inevitably onto internet news sites. At each step of the story became more embellished and more riddled with factual and folkloric inaccuracy, before Yahoo News triumphantly decreed on its website, "Bones of 7-foot hound from hell, black shuck discovered in Suffolk countryside." The story is of great interest as a piece of folklore in itself and warrants some deconstruction as a fine demonstration of the way that stories are told, retold, and disseminated in the modern age, helping to keep the folklore alive. Delving into newspaper archives and trying to make sense of the mountain of pet ghosts held there, a few choice pieces caught my attention. Number 1. Ghosts of Dead Pets Force Family to Flee, from the Daily Express, April 6, 1966. A council house has been standing empty since a family of four fled from it in terror. Several families have asked if they could move in, but Swindon County or Council, Wiltshire, has repeatedly said no. For the house in Penhill Drive, Swindon, is haunted, says the council, as asked a clergyman to exorcise the house before it can be occupied. The family who fled were given a new house by the council. They complained that they saw apparitions of animals, that objects moved by themselves, and that one of the children was pinned to the wall by nothing. The house had previously been occupied by Miss Anne Riley, a spiritualist who moved to a house in Wheeler Avenue, Swindon. She said that the happening of Pinhill Drive could have been caused by her two dead pets, an Alsatian and a cat. She said, both pets died while I was living there. I was fond of them both. I saw them there as their deaths walking about the house. Funnily enough, exactly 50 years later, the Daily Express is back at it again. Family film Pet Dog's Ghost Roaming the House and Exorcising Other Poltergeists by Daily Express, April 15, 2016. The couple claimed their house in Lancashire had previously been haunted by a ghost of an old man. Daughters Bethany, 13, and Chloe, 10, were left frightened to death after an eerie apparition appeared at the foot of Bethany's bed. The couple also claimed they had been scratched by demonic forces, but astonishingly, the family now claims the ghouls have been exorcised by their cherished pet. All right, deep thoughts and takeaways. So what have I learned from this research? Encounters with the supernatural appear to reflect the communities that house these spectral animals and the individuals who encounter them. Tales of the vulnerable being escorted through dark forests away from danger by guardian black dogs fill my heart with love for these creatures. Whether black dogs or not, something was there for people in the time of need. To meet a bar guest on a lonely night would fill anyone with fear, but perhaps whether you can meet a hellhound or a guardian depends on what preconceived notions you bring to the situation. I'd like to think that if you approach all animals in our environment and our care with compassion and understanding and a good dose of wary pragmaticism, we can all share the planet with relative ease. But I'd recommend taking some Bargess Scooby snacks with you the next time you wander the forest or the moors alone. All right, a couple short ones. Cambridgeshire, Bulldog Bridge. Story of a ghost of a dog who saved a servant girl who was attacked by a passing friar. The dog savaged the man but was stabbed by a knife before he died. The bridge was renamed White House Bridge. Devon, Postbridge. A ghostly bloodhound was said to run out from Morton Hampstead each night and snuffle in the ditch opposite a tomb looking for beer thrown out by teetotal convert. Essex, Dedham. A ghost of a small black dog appears at Castle House. It is said to be a family pet. Oscliffe, said to be haunted by a pack of hounds, which may be the ghosts of those of the Berkeley Hunt who chased a fox over the cliffs to their deaths. Hampshire, New Forest. A man working tells another that a ghost of a small white dog runs howling from house at certain times. A man once hanged himself in that house. Various traditions of a ghost dog called the Lamper, which was large and white with no tail. It normally ran in circles and foretold a death. One man reported seeing it and hitting it with a stick, which passed right through, on the day before his father died. Ireland, Dublin. St. Patrick's Cathedral is reputed to be haunted by the ghost of a dog. Radcliffe Tower, haunted by a black dog, said to be the ghost of a cook who murdered a woman and turned her into a meat pie. Ew. Two fishermen who owned a large black dog between them were drowned at sea along with their pet. The ghost of the dog is said to run between their two graves. Woodstock, 1649, Oxford. Tradition of a ghost dog appearing in the bedchamber of two commissioners and their servants in connection with their cutting down of an old oak tree. Suffolk, a woman on the beach sees a black dog floating around her own dog. A local lady tells her it is the ghost of a dog called Chuff. Tradition of a black dog on Pill Lane, which is said to be the ghost of a woman called Parrington who killed herself. Coventry. A man sees a dog which he hits with his riding crop. The dog explodes. All right. Let's take a short break and get right back at it after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's hop on over to an article from medicalnewstoday.com. It's, can your pet ward off evil spirits? Has your dog ever barked at something that wasn't there? Has your cat ever hissed while staring into an empty space? There's some bad news if the answer is yes. Your home could be haunted by evil spirits. But do not fear. The good news is your pet is busy warding them off. All right, let's get into it. According to a new survey of more than 2,000 pet owners in the UK, conducted by animal charity Blue Cross, more than 30% of people believe their pets protect them from ghosts and spirits. Many pet owners reported that their dogs or cats alert them to supernatural presence by barking, growling, or staring at nothing, or by backing away from something that cannot be seen. Some respondents said that their pet also displays flared neck fur when a spirit is nearby. Among dog owners, around 25% said they have seen their four-legged friend bark or stare at nothing at least 3 times during the past month. Around 25% of cat owners said they saw their felines hissing or growling at an empty space 2x over the past 4 weeks. While other respondents said they have seen their cat follow an invisible presence around the room with their eyes. Some respondents also reported seeing their pets behave oddly around areas where someone has died. Because their pet's abilities may stretch further than fending off heinous spirits, they may also have psychic abilities. According to the survey results, many pet owners believe that their animals can sense when a family member is heading home, or when they're about to leave the house. Others said their pets know when it's time for dinner, while some said their animals can sense when a storm is on the horizon. Pets can soon learn subtle changes in our behavior and their environment that alert them to something we're about to do or changes to the atmosphere, like a storm brewing, says Tasman Durston, a veterinary nurse and dog trainer at the Blue Cross. They are quick to learn a routine, so they know when their pet owners are due home, and when it's dinner time, and when you are about to go out without them. What is more, around 75% of pet owners believe their animals can predict illnesses, with one dog owner reporting that their canine friend alerts them to a kidney infection by placing a paw on his stomach. Such a belief, however, is not so far-fetched, with numerous studies hailing the medical detection abilities of dogs. Last year, for example, Medical News Today reported on a study revealing how 2 highly trained dogs were able to detect prostate cancer in urine samples with 98% accuracy, which has been attributed to their acute sense of smell. Durston comments, pets and their owners build a strong bond, so it's plausible they may be able to sense when the owner is under the weather or has something more serious looming. Dogs and cats were the pets among which most psychic and ghostly experience were reported in the survey, followed by rabbits, guinea pigs, and horses. Overall, it seems our pets are more than just cute and cuddly. They may also have supernatural abilities that protect us and our family. Something to keep in mind next time your furry companion hisses or barks at an empty space. Very cool. I know growing up, my dog Sam, who's a Wheaton Terrier Schnauzer mix, his hair would stand up on end and he would go to town at nothing. He would like bark and growl and like really pitch a fit and there would be nothing there. But I know this one time there was a drunk man outside our house and he stood at that door facing where the drunk man was on the side of our house, would not move until the man left, barking, growling, letting that person know that he couldn't see, but I'm sure he could smell or sense or whatever. But he was letting them know that they'd have to get through him to get to us. All right, I digress. Let's get into another article from The Cut. Can pets see ghosts? I love my dog Chloe so much, but she's not exactly a canine rocket scientist or anything. So I didn't think it was odd when one night, a couple of years ago, she started intently staring into an empty corner of my apartment. As my roommate and I stood in the kitchen watching her, her small body fully alert in front of an empty wall, I felt a great fondness for my sweet, simple little mutt. That's my girl, I thought, firing on all cylinders. You know what it means when an animal stares into an empty corner like that, my roommate said. It means there's a ghost in that corner, and she can see it. Oh, I said, and didn't question the statement further. Over time, my roommate's comment calcified in my mind, and every time I'd see my dog staring at nothing, I'd think, must be a ghost. It never spooked me, though. Their business seemed to be with Chloe, not me. Now, though, with Halloween upon us, I decided to investigate this claim further. Can pets see ghosts? Can they communicate with them? Are some pets better at this than others? What is my dog talking about with them? And do they know if she loves me as much as I love her? The answers to the first three questions I discovered depended on a couple of things. First, whether the experts themselves believed in ghosts in the first place. And second, whether they would answer my emails. For example, there's one extreme famous dog trainer. Let's call him Geezer Galan, whose team did not respond to my multiple requests for comment across multiple platforms, even though I saw with my own eyes an episode of E's Hollywood Medium where he connected with one of his deceased dogs. Oh well. Fortunately, Jackson Galaxy, a cat behavior and wellness expert and the host of Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell, was willing to talk with me and told me that he himself is a believer in the supernatural. Everything has their leaning one way or another. I'm a believer in the spirit world. I've had many experiences and that color my perception a little bit, he said when we spoke over Zoom one afternoon. From just a purely evolutionary standpoint, he explains, cats have evolved to sense things that we as humans can't. Their eyes can see perfectly with the smallest bit of light. They can hear 6 to 8 times better than we can, and their whiskers are designed to detect everything from temperature changes to air current changes. Does this mean that cats can see ghosts, though? Galaxy concedes that skeptics might argue that if you catch your cat staring at an empty wall, it's just because they happen to hear a mouse inside of it, or a piece of plaster fell, or something else happened that we didn't sense, but our cat did. But Galaxy believes it could be more. His own cat, he says, are always picking up energies in his house. I start from a place of saying there's no way we're the only sentient beings in the universe. I think it's hubris to think of us as the only beings in an inhabitable, spiritual, energetic world. So in other words, maybe. Energized by the tentative yes I got from an Animal Planet star, I decided to dig deeper into the question and talk to someone who's an expert in both pets and ghosts. But when several pet psychics ignored my emails, I began to lose hope. Perhaps I would never know if Cleo was really seeing ghosts. Still, this uncertainty did not stop me from warning several friends with new puppies that if they ever caught their dog staring into an empty corner, they're probably locking eyes with a supernatural being. Yes, my information was unconfirmed, but best to keep them on their toes, I figured. Then, Catherine Bozzi got back to me. Bozzi is an animal communicator who lives in British Columbia, who uses meditation to communicate with animals who are both alive and dead. Bozzi, of course, believes animals can see spirits. It would be unusual to find an animal communicator who didn't, I suppose, but I can't be sure because I mentioned before, so many of them ignored my emails. She says horses are the best at connecting with ghosts because they're herding animals, so their bonds are very strong and they're very emotional. Still, a dog or a cat definitely could connect with a spirit as well, in her professional opinion. Animals in general are more open to experiencing spiritual connections than humans, she said, because they're not culturally conditioned to dismiss the moments as pure imagination. We're all sentient beings, and we're all souls in a body on Earth at this moment, she explained. We can feel the connection if we're open to it. Selfishly, though, I wanted to know more about dogs. What about my Cleo? What about what she was experiencing? I reached out to Grisha Stewart, a dog trainer, author, and speaker based in Oregon. Stewart told me that many people have shared with her about their animals seeming to pick up something spiritual. In one spooky instance, a fellow trainer told her about a dog they had worked with who refused to go down into the basement of the family's home. The trainer couldn't coax the dog downstairs, and eventually the family hired a medium to come cleanse and exorcise the energy in the basement. Immediately after, she said the dog had no problem going down there. Things like that make me think, says Stewart, who admits she's always looking for a more rational reason for unusual dog animal behavior. Ultimately, though, she believes that if thinking that your pets can see and connect with spirits is helpful to you or gives you a sense of reassurance, then that's great. Why not hold on to that? My husband died a year and a half ago, Stewart told me in September. One of the things that I did when my husband died was to deliberately suspend this disbelief in the idea that he could reach me, because I knew it would be soothing to me. Stewart recounted the story of one woman who reached out to her. The woman's father had died, and she had taken over caring for his dog, and every once in a while, the dog would stand up and wag his tail excitedly, like someone was in the room. I'm going to take that with a grain of salt and say, well, maybe it was hearing the UPS truck or something outside, she said, before adding, but it feels really good to say that maybe that was her father. And who are we to say it wasn't? All right. Very cool article by Magdalene Aguilar. Very cool. We've been to this site before, Exemplar. Let's see what they say about, can dogs and cats see ghosts? Personal experiences with animals and the otherworldly. I came from a pretty crazy family, but I'm the least imaginative of the bunch. My sister is a dancer. My mom is a theater director. My twin brother is a poet. Me, I run a textile company, and I'm very happy doing so. So I'm a businesswoman and a mom, and that's enough for me. So when I say that cats and dogs can see ghosts, don't assume that I use crystals for deodorant or that I'm getting my aura checked every week. I should clarify something. It's not that pet animals can really see spirits, but I have seen firsthand that they sense them. As a child, I had plenty of opportunities to observe this phenomenon. Enough, at least, to feel pretty confident that it's true. You see, I grew up in a haunted house, and I had lots of pets. She's back, my sister would whisper. Who? I'd growl, pulling the covers over my head. The dog lady. Can animals sense the presence of a spirit? I would say yes, and I'm not usually a believer in the supernatural. So even as a kid, I was surprised when I saw my childhood pet, a Jack Russell Terrier, plop onto its back and wiggle around with pleasure while someone or something invisible to me scratched his tummy. The first time this happened, I was about 9. After that, it seemed like it became a routine. After hours, visits from a dog lover. Reggie, my dog, slept every night on a cushion in the living room. But on some nights, after everyone had gone to bed, He would get up and find his way to the long hallway upstairs. He'd position himself in front of the door that led up to the attic and sit there, staring at the door. My sister and I watched him do this many times. After a few minutes, he would back up excitedly, as if someone had come through the door. He'd plop himself down on his back and receive the belly rubs he'd been waiting for. Keep in mind that my sister and I were standing there watching, and there wasn't anyone else in the hall with us. Maybe it's because I've always been pretty sensible, but this experience never bothered me at all. The spirit had come to scratch Reggie's tummy, didn't wander around the house rattling chains or moaning. It made no sound at all, but it did make its presence known in other ways. You can see from the picture that the house was old and kind of spooky, now that I think about it. It dates back to the early 1800s. That left plenty of time for former occupants to live there in the house and then pass away. We always felt that the spirit that visited Reggie had lived a happy life and just wanted to come back once in a while to visit. The only bad part about this unusual recurring visitation was that my much more sensitive sister, the dancer, couldn't sleep when the spirit came around. She said that her room filled with a strange smell, like smoky cherries, and that made her feel sick, so she'd creep down the hall to my room, those two upstairs window on the left, and climb into bed and wake me. Reggie was the best dog ever. He was loyal and loving, always on the job. He spent hours on the front porch watching the neighbors walk by and greeted everyone who came up the front steps. He'd sniff them, and if he knew them, let them pass. If he didn't, he'd bark once, which was our signal to come out and greet the stranger visitor. He had a nose that just didn't quit. He could sniff out a potato chip in the bottom of your backpack, or as my brother discovered, cigarette smoke under layers of cologne. Everybody loved Reggie. Little kids were afraid of dogs would let him snuggle up. Even my stern father would let Reggie sit on his chest while he read the newspaper at night. As it turned out, the dog lady loved Reggie too. Who was the dog lady? Later, I learned that one of the previous residents of the house, a woman who had lived there many, many years ago and who passed away long before my parents moved in, had been a dog lover with several pets of her own. The spirit that came to visit Reggie was most likely that of Esther Flint, the daughter of a successful railroad magnate. Esther grew up in the same house where I grew up, the youngest of four girls. She was the prettiest one and loved to draw animals. Most of all, she loved her dogs. When Esther's sister Marjorie married and moved away, Esther was heartbroken and spent hours drawing. She used the top floor in the house as a studio and kept several pet birds in that room. The story goes to that Esther kept a chaise lounge in the attic where she would rest and smoke black cherry tobacco in a very ivory pipe. Esther was often busy at her drawing table in the wee hours of the night. Most nights when she came downstairs, she was greeted by her loyal French bulldogs. Esther eventually fell in love with a fellow artist, and the two lived happily in a nearby mansion where they had many children and even more animals. What do scientists say? I'm not generally one to go in for stuff like this, but I was interested to find out that ours wasn't the only homes where animals seemed to see ghosts. Author Peggy Schmidt writes the book Tales of the Afterlife, True Stories of Ghost Pets, about several pets who received visits from their deceased owners and reacted in much the same way as Reggie, with delight. Even though I've witnessed animals sensing the presence of something that couldn't see, I was curious about other explanations. Turns out a lot of people report seeing their dog display a sixth sense, by alerting their owners to bad news, sensing danger, or even death. There are accounts of dogs refusing to walk in areas where death had occurred years prior. This story, told by Dr. Stanley Coren, a psychology professor who researches canine intelligence, demonstrates that dogs are intuitive and have keener senses than humans, says Coren. Can cats see ghosts too? I live in my own house now, but my pets still seem to perceive spirits. My tabby cat, Marlin, will sometimes sit and stare at an empty staircase in our house. He moves his head as if he's tracking something that is moving and then paw at the air. This happens at least once a week in the same spot. The moment when I knew that Marlin could see ghosts was actually kind of chilling. I got Marlin when he was a newborn kitten. At that time, I had a next-door neighbor named Frank, who was quite elderly. Frank was one of those grouchy neighbors who notices everything. The recycling bin that hasn't been pulled up from the curb, even though the recycling truck just came, and often yelled at my kids for being too loud when they were bicycling up and down the street. Well, Frank, it turned out, really, really hated cats. He might have been one of those people who believe that cats are in league with the devil, but for whatever reason, Frank thought that tiny, fluffy, squeaky Marlin was the worst thing he had ever happened to our neighborhood. The trouble was that Marlin thought the grassy spot on Frank's side of the garden fence was absolutely best place to nap. Several times a week, I would hear Frank come stomping down his porch steps to chase Marlin out of his yard. "Damn cat," he'd yell. "Scat, you damn cat." When Frank passed away, his house stood empty for months, while his children argued over what to do with it. "Aha," I thought. "Now Marlin can sleep wherever he wants." Marlin seemed to have the same thought at first. One day, not long after Frank had died, I watched Marlin slink through the fence between the two yards. I peered over to see him circling around and around in the grassy spot he loved, and then settled down for a snooze. 3 seconds hadn't gone by before Marlin straightened up, the hair on his back bristling, his eyes big black buttons, and he looked up, not at me, but in the direction of Frank's house. He seemed to recoil as if to avoid a hand or rolled up newspaper, and bolted back through the fence and up to our porch. After that final reprimand from the grave, Marlin has never been seen in Frank's yard, as it's still known enough, though, as it's still known, even though a perfectly nice family has now moved into the house. All right. One of the comments is from Brian from the UK. He says, "I've never seen a dog reacting to an invisible presence, but one of my nan's cats started hissing and growling at a corner in the living room one night, and we could see nothing. Its fur stood up and its back hunched. On a personal note, I went to live in a friend's house one year, and he gave me a back room bedroom for myself with a single bed. I was waking that Saturday morning when I could feel a dog's paws and sniffing nose of a dog in my one ear. I jumped up quickly, but there was nothing there. Later that morning, I asked my friend if he'd had any dogs in his life. He took me outside to the back garden. There was concrete stones where the dogs were buried. I told him what happened, and he just laughed at me." Very cool. One says, "My sister had ghosts in her house, but I didn't know if dogs ever saw them. She had 2 different dogs during this time she lived there, plus a lovebird. I myself have had a few experiences that surprised me. One day I felt like somebody caressed my head. This was a weird feeling. I've also heard rapping sounds. I try not to obsess about it, but I don't like it. I would not want something hanging around my house." All right. Very cool stories. Let's take a short break and get right back at it after this. All right. Welcome back. We are hopping over to mercurynews.com. One of their articles by Joan Morris. "A few weeks ago, I ran a column about a cat that appeared to be seeing ghosts, and I commented how I sometimes had felt my late cat jump onto the bed and curl up next to me. Today, I'm running letters from folks who have similar eerie experiences. Dear Joan, your letter from the man whose cat kept intensely watching the corners of the ceiling after his companion cat disappeared made me think of something my Morris does frequently. He sits on my lap every evening, sort of facing me at times. He will stare intently over my shoulder, and his eyes widen as he becomes very still. I felt foolish, but every time I look back and ask, 'What do you see, Morris?' Needless to say, he doesn't tell me, but he just keeps staring into the kitchen until I am convinced an axe murderer is tiptoeing even closer to my back. It takes me 10 minutes for my heart rate to settle down while Morris just takes a turn on my lap, lies down for a nap. What the heck are these cats looking at? Yikes, my dear little Hazel cat used to do the same thing when she lived with me, so I'm figuring it is a common cat trait. We just don't know why they do it. Dear Joan, I was reading your column about sensing or feeling the spirit of a departed pet. I don't have any experience personally, but my husband did. We lost our beloved black cat several years ago, and still remember him fondly as our Einstein cat because he was so intelligent. About a week after he died, my husband called me from the other room. When I got there, he had a strange look on his face, and he said he had felt something rubbing around his legs and ankles like our cat used to. When he looked down, there was nothing there. It may just have been wishful thinking, but I like to think it was our final farewell from our little buddy. Dear Joan, I wanted to share my ghost story that I encountered when my dog passed away. One time when my husband was in the bathroom, we swore we heard Oscar bark this very deep, loud bark in the living room, only to find it was empty. Another time, we both heard his nails clicking on the hardwood floor in the entryway. And of course, there was nothing there. When Oscar was alive, he used to come in very early into our master bedroom and sigh very loudly to let us know he was up and hungry. When I heard it again, it really frightened me, so I shouted, "Oscar, you're scaring Mommy. Please wait for me in heaven." After that, we never heard from him again. All right. Dear Joan, suddenly, there was a loud pounding at the door of my apartment at 9:10 p.m., and I leap up 3 feet away and flung open the door, thinking it was my boyfriend in crisis. He lived about 45 miles away. My cat, Mandy's hair, stood up all over. Never saw her do that before or after, and her pupils dilated. There was no one in sight. How did they disappear in 2 seconds? There was a cold chill, and the night was not that cold. Mandy backed into the corner growling, hair still erect. There was a smell of flowers, very sweet. Mandy crouched, growled for nearly 5 minutes. I felt the presence of my boyfriend's mother and sensed her questioning me as to whether I would be loyal and loving to her son. Getting the answer she wanted, that I would, everything including Mandy went back to normal. The next morning, my boyfriend called me, deeply upset. His mother had died at 9:10 the night before. All right, that's all from that article. I'll hop over to amyshojai.com. When Bravo Dog died March 2021, our hearts ached. Karma Cat mourned for a week and slept with our buddy's collar, and our veterinarian and the staff at the clinic also felt the pain. We hugged and wept together at his passing. Later at home, we second-guessed every decision we made during his cancer journey. This gentle giant, who had never had a bad day, even in the aftermath of amputation, always made us smile during awful times. Karma and Shadow Pup searched for their hero, the leader of their three furry stooges. Our three-year-old baby dog fought and defeated sarcoma. So how could another cancer take him from us? Not our Bravo. The day after his death, when his slurpy kiss across my face woke me, I reflexively reached out my hand to smooth his sweet face. He leaned against my palm. Warm, real, Karma Cat watched on the other side of the pillow as his tail thumped and shook the bed. He had all four legs and a happy, satisfied grin, and then he disappeared. I like to think he knew I needed his reassurance. I cherish his effort to once again comfort us. What do you think? Does pet death mean the end, or will they come back to comfort us? Cats and ghosts. Cats have long been thought to have a link with the other world, or even have feline ESP. In fact, popular urban legends hold that cats can see ghosts, and their behavior certainly seems to support that notion. Karma seemed to recognize Bravo's spiritual visit, although he continued to mourn his lost friend. We built our house 25 years ago, but maybe the site used to be an ancient burial ground that remains haunted by spirits. Before her own death, just shy of her 22nd birthday, Saren Kitty often played track the spook games. Maybe just to mess with my head. You'll understand when you read the last paragraph. It's not just my own vivid imagination either. A letter to the Occult Review magazine in 1924 tells of a ghost that appeared in a chair, also apparent to humans present. A cat in the room seemed to recognize the spirit and immediately leaped into the spirit's lap and acted dismayed when the insubstantial lap would not hold the kitty. The popular movie Ghost featured a cat able to see the spirit of the murdered victim, played by Patrick Swayze. Can cats sense death? There are also many stories wailing at the same instant of a beloved owner's death, even when separated by miles. How do the cats know? Do they see the spirit or feel the psychic change at the sudden absence of their special human? Cats and dogs have the physical ability to see certain wavelengths and color spectrums that people cannot. Perhaps this remnant of the dearly departed remains behind, or in fact, the spiritual portion remains visible for the felines as well as ultrasonic sound communication. Oscar the Cat, a resident of Steer House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Providence, Rhode Island, had an uncanny ability to predict which patient will soon die. Adopted as a kitten, he remained standoffish as an adult cat until an individual neared the end of life. Then he'd scratch at the door and demand to be let into the room, hop up on the bed beside the patient, and sit vigil with them until they die. Oscar's prediction rate has been better than the nurses or physicians who care for the residents, who suffer from severe dementia. Experts speculate that dying simply smells different, and that alerts Oscar. Yet he's the only one of several resident cats that seem to care. Relatives have said they feel comforted Oscar spends time with their loved ones when they can't be there. All right. But what happens? What of the other pets who have also detected invisible cats or chase a transparent cat as he runs through a room only to disappear in a wall? Sometimes there's photographic proof that points to a kitty haunting a resident of a person. One early famous example is a 1925 family portrait taken by Major Alistone in Clarens, Switzerland, that has documented a woman restraining an infant from climbing out of a baby carriage, with an older boy standing in front holding a stuffed bunny in his left hand. But in the boy's right hand appears to be the face of a white kitten, except the white kitten had died several weeks earlier. More recent examples abound and include picture and videos posted on the internet. For example, one family admired and took pictures of a neighbor's flowers and captured the image of a cat in the window, only the family doesn't have a cat. So just what was the ghostly feline, and why did the cat allow themselves to be photographed? Do spirit cats return? On October 29, 1993, at 8:30 p.m., my first beloved dog passed away at age 12. We lived in a tiny apartment and had to place his body outside the entryway to await burial the next morning. Shortly thereafter, we hear a strange haunting sound at the door. I found a cat crouching over my poor dog's body, muttering and crying. The cat was a stranger, one I'd never seen before or since. I like to think this eerie cat visitor arrived to pay feline respects at his passing. We'd always loved cats. It certainly couldn't be my beloved dog's spirits being hosted within a feline visitor, or could it? I never saw that cat again, although I did hear yowls each year on October 29th about 8:30. But maybe I just imagined it. All I know is the spectral cat cries stopped after my serenkitty adopted us. All right, thank you for that. Let's take a short break and be right back at it. All right. One story comes from Facebook. The article is written by Morton Otwell Gordneck. It's called "They're Coming to Get You, Meow." In the year 1897, a terrible and mysterious disease had taken over the town of Richfield Center, Ohio. Over 20 families had been stricken with the sickness and were in all state of delirium. Doctors were baffled as to what caused the strange epidemic, but one thing they knew for sure was the description from those infected were all the same. As the doctors interviewed patients who were well enough to speak, they each told them of a mysterious ghostly cat that haunted them in their visions. Some of them, who were in an unconscious state, even screamed out that a cat was attacking them or sucking their breath from their mouths. It was never discovered the cause of the illness, but the visions of the cat were frequent, and as the patients would come in and out from their fever, they expressed that they couldn't care if they lived or died. They just wanted it to be over. Another person who claimed to be haunted by a cat was a man who was struggling with his own wrongdoing. In 1904, in East Orange, New Jersey, it was documented that a man had grown angry with a cat who was breaking into his pigeon coop at night and eating his fill of the pet birds. Fed up, the man waited in the shadows one night, and when the cat came for his nightly meal, the man shot it. Immediately, he was stricken with a feeling of dread for taking the cat's life. He tried to go to bed, and as he slept, the cat kept coming to him in his dream, causing him to be half awake, half asleep state. Many times he jumped up in his bed because he swore he saw the dead cat running around his room. In a panic state, he returned to the pigeon coop and wrapped the dead cat in a brown butcher paper. He felt as though he were Jack the Ripper for the ghastly deed he had done, and he knew he must dispose of the body. Hiding the package in his coat, he boarded a ferry boat and decided he would throw it overboard when no one was looking. Unfortunately for him, many of his friends were on board, and he was unable to break away and toss the package, so he set it down beside him on the seats. He decided to take it back home and dispose of it there. While on the train, he met more friends and placed the package down on the seats while he mingled and talked. Returning to his home, he took the package into the kitchen and gave it to his cook. "Please take this and bury it in the backyard," he said. The cook soon returned and said, "Why would you want to bury this, sir? It's a fine leg of lamb. I can cook this for dinner tonight." The man looked at the cook, who was holding a leg of lamb that came from the package, and was stricken with fear as he realized one of his friends must have grabbed the wrong package on the ferry or the train. Someone was in for a surprise at dinner time. It seems that ghostly cats often make themselves known to those who have wronged them in life. A New Orleans journalist once told of a deed he committed as a child while training his hounds. He claimed that he took a black cat and tossed the poor animal in front of the dogs. The hounds took off after him, and the cat narrowly escaped them, climbing up a young tree and placing itself just away from their snarling teeth. The man knew that the cat would be safe and probably jumped to another tree, escaping the hounds, but instead of giving it a chance, he grabbed the tree and shook the cat out. Within seconds, the cat was dead from the hound's sharp teeth. The dread and shame of what he did immediately filled his soul. He knew he had done wrong and committed an unforgivable act. The man said he never believed in ghosts, but for the past 30 years, he was haunted on different occasions by the same black cat. It would come to him at night in his dreams and scratch and claw at his face, sending him into a cold sweat and rendering him unable to go back to sleep. The dreams were so real that he was sure he was cursed for his deed so many years ago. The cat is having his revenge, the man said. I can't say that I blame it in the least. I wish this was something I could rid myself of, but I know it's of my own account. Does a cat have the power to reveal itself from the other side? Can it take revenge on those who have wronged it in life? Or is it just the dread and shame of the person who has committed the awful deeds to the poor feline? Many claim their ghosts are real. What do you think? All right. One of our listener stories starts, this one is 55 years old, but not many have ever heard it. I have always had a special connection with dogs. I finished my last few working years as a professional trainer and was quite successful. I love them. My parents had a young dog before I was born. He was a pointer mix named Blackie. There are pictures of him standing over my cradle. He and I became best friends, and of course, when I was six, someone poisoned Blackie. In rural Maine at the time, people let their dogs roam free, and somehow he ingested rat poison. I don't know how, or if you don't know, this causes internal bleeding, and it's not pleasant to witness. Blackie went to the vet and never came back. A week or two after this event, I was awake in my bed early one morning, goofing around like kids do. I had raised my knees and pulled just the sheet over my head, tent fashion, so the morning sun shone through. I was completely awake. I can recall this event like it was yesterday. As I lay there, the silhouette of a dog's paw appeared over my face. The dog's footprint then began to push down on the sheet until the paw print was just inches from my nose. Being six and not having ever experienced something like this, I lost my shit and threw the sheets back, revealing nothing, and ran from the room. Was this my canine friend saying goodbye? Was it the product of sorrow and a traumatized child? I don't know, but I do know it was no dream. I've had other strange occurrences involving dogs, but I will share those another time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. That was a cool story. All right, let's see. Let's go over to liveabout.com. Can Dogs See Ghosts? By Stephen Wagner. Can dogs see ghosts? It's a common question, and something even movies explore. And it may be that animals have a unique connection to the paranormal. And even people who believe in an afterlife and the possibility of ghosts are often skeptical when it comes to the idea of spirit animals. They don't have soul or spirits, goes the argument, and therefore cannot have a life in the next world. But cats, dogs, birds, and other animals are made up of the same energy that humans are, and it may be possible this energy can survive death, just as it can for people. Animals and psychic connection. Anyone who's close to their pet will testify to the psychic connection they share. Psychic energy and spiritual energy may all be a part of the same phenomenon, and so animals might have as much of a connection to the unseen world as we do, maybe more. Animals not only appear as ghostly forms, but they may also be sensitive to the proximity of spirits, alerting us to what we cannot see for ourselves. So can dogs see ghosts? Dogs can be just as sensitive as cats when it comes to sensing the unseen. People have reported their dogs growling at unseen beings, acting protectively towards their owners, and cowering from spirits. Animals with their intense hearing, sense of smell, may indeed be able to sense other beings that humans cannot. The ghosts of animals may be as common as the ghosts of humans. There are many reports from people who have sensed, felt, smelled, heard, and even seen spirits of their dearly departed pet. Deceased pests. Besides, I don't know if that's supposed to say deceased pets, but it says pests. Besides animals sensing ghosts, it's possible that to come in contact with ghostly of a dearly loved pet. Many owners have reported feeling their deceased pet's presence in their home. For example, in times of crisis, individuals have said they felt comforting warmth, similar to the feeling of a pet curling up in your lap. Others have reported hearing the jingle of their pet's collar long after the dog or cat has passed away. In fact, there have been incidents of deceased pets making their presence known, even to strangers. Guests at hotels with reputations for hauntings have experienced phantom barks, meowing, and even feeling as if an animal brushed by them. While animals are sadly cursed with the shorter lifespans than humans, they may have other senses that help compensate that. With their exceptional sight and hearing, they may be able to sense spirits that humans cannot see. Even after death, our beloved pets may still linger, giving comfort and protection long after they die. So next time your pet acts strangely, staring at an unseen object in a corner and growling at nothing, consider that he may be able to see something that you cannot. All right. Cool article. This one comes from petplace.com. Ghost pets, true tales of pets helping and haunting their humans. We wish our pets could stay with us forever. Alright. We wish our pets could stay with us forever, but what if some do? Much like their human counterparts, canine spirits often stick around to watch over their old haunts. From ghost pets to hellhounds, spectral sightings are documented around the globe. America's most famous ghost pets. Here are a few spooky places in the United States that are haunted by some furry phantoms. All right. Morris the Cat, Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Cats are popular at hotels across the country, likely due to their ability to keep pesky rodents at bay. Sometimes these cats keep doing their job even after they've clocked out forever. One of the most famous ghost cats is located in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. About 50 years ago, honorary guest greeter Morris, an orange tabby, lived in the hotel lobby of the Crescent Hotel. After Morris passed, the staff buried him in the hotel's rose garden. However, ghosts still report seeing Morris greet guests from his favorite chair or strolling through the rose garden. Leona the Rat Terrier, Holly, Michigan. It seems that not all dogs go to heaven. Meet Leona, the resident spirit of the Holly Hotel in Holly, Michigan. Back in 1989, a world-famous parapsychologist, Norman Gauthier, visited the notoriously haunted hotel and declared the spot loaded with spirits. But he wasn't the only one. The hotel has become a must-visit for many independent ghost-bustling groups. Between smelling cigar smoke and floral perfume, seeing ghosts with meat cleavers, and hearing disembodied voices late at night in the halls, the Holly Hotel has lived up to its reputation as a haunted hotspot. One of the most notorious long-term residents happens to be Leona, a ghostly rat terrier. Guests reported hearing Leona run down the halls or feeling her brush up against their legs, and even the hotel's morning chefs report hearing Leona bark for her breakfast. Never expect a terrier to give up, even in the afterlife. Leona is believed to be the spirit of the real-life Leona, pet of the hotel's former owner. All right, the demon dog of Val Crucis, North Carolina. If you're going to be haunted by a ghost, it might as well be a dog, right? Eek. Maybe not. It looks like ghost dogs aren't all man's deceased best friends. Meet the demon dog of Val Crucis, North Carolina. Rumor has it that this demon dog appears late at night to trespassers who overstay their welcome in the local cemetery, chasing them out and even racing after their cars. The Black Dog, Hanging Hills, Connecticut. Here's another potentially sinister spirit. If you find yourself hanging around in Hanging Hills, Connecticut, you might want to avoid any strange black dogs. Legends have it that you only want to meet the renowned ghost, the Black Dog, once. Local legend says that if you keep running into the fabled Black Dog, it's a death omen. Often seen as a black spaniel, the Black Dog may not sound too scary, Actually, it may not make noise at all. Locals say that even when it looks like the legendary dog is howling, it doesn't make a sound. Looking to avoid this furry foe, skip Castle Craig, where the black dog frightens oblivious travelers. Even creepier, since the 1800s, locals blame the pooch's presence for the demise of those who've met the dog three times. If you find yourself face to face with the black dog, just remember, if a man shall meet the black dog once, it shall be for joy, and if twice, it shall be for sorrow, and if the third time, he shall die. Spooky. The Blue Dog, Port Tobacco, Maryland. One of the oldest ghost pet legends is that of the Blue Dog of Port Tobacco. Sometime in the 1700s, a man named Charles Thomas Sims walked into a bar and made three mistakes. He brought in a ton of gold, he talked too much when he drank, and he talked too much about the aforementioned gold. Any guesses what happened next? Charles found himself in a fight for his life as he was quickly attacked by bandits. Sims' dog, a loyal blue tick coonhound, is said to have battled at his side, protecting his owner until their last breaths. Although they fought hard, it wasn't enough. Sims and his dog fell on a rock along the road and perished together. Although the robbers won their gold, they didn't enjoy it for long. It is said that the bandits returned for their buried treasure. A large blue tick coonhound ran them off. They all eventually fell ill and perished. To this day, local reports that the faithful hounds is still protecting his master's gold. All right, Preston the Boxer, Nashville, Tennessee. Have you ever heard of Preston the Friendly Ghost Dog? Considered one of the most famous ghostly pets, this celebrity pup is said to haunt Nashville's Belmont Hillsboro neighborhood. This good-hearted boxer often appears every year around Halloween, protecting young trick-or-treaters. If you stop in the middle of the street, an invisible dog nose may nudge you along so you don't get hit by a car. Others say that Preston could be heard keeping the peace by barking throughout the night. Some locals pay tribute to Preston every Halloween by leaving out a dog biscuit to thank him for his service protecting the town. All right, very cool. Let's take a short break. Be right back at it. All right. So in researching my topic, getting lots of ghost stories about cats and dogs and everything in between, I had to ask myself, let's Google, do dogs go to heaven? And Google spat out the answer. While religious views around the world vary, Christianity has traditionally held that animals have no hope of an afterlife. But Pope John Paul II said in 1990 that animals do have souls and are as near to God as men are. Billy Graham said, I think God will have prepared everything for our perfect happiness. If it takes my dog being there, I believe he'll be there. All right, so to wrap up this episode, I do believe, no matter what religion you are, animals do have an afterlife. I have a very strong bond with my dog, Teddy. It's a golden doodle, very adorable, but he seems to know what I'm about to do, when I'm about to do certain things, and this might be routine and pattern recognition and all this kind of stuff, but I truly believe we have a strong bond. So with that being said, I think that these stories of animal ghosts and animals seeing the supernatural are a really cool phenomenon. Whether or not they're going to be in your specific heaven, depending on your religion, that's for you to decide. But who's to say? All right. Be sure to follow us on our Facebook page, Paranormal Stories and Spooky Shiz. Spooky Shiz is in parentheses. That's where we share spooky memes, lots of submitted stories, and able to connect with me if you want to submit a story to me. With that being said, stay spooky, my friends.